There's a sefer called Chut HaMesholosh, which is a biography of the Chassam Sofer, written by an eino called the Chassam Sofer. And in the sefer Chut HaMesholosh, he says a davar pella, v'alik echidosh. He says the meragila b'pumei, it was regular in the mouth of the Chassam Sofer to explain ki neis Chanukah lo nizka klal b'mishnah. Why is it that we never find the neis Chanukah mentioned in the Mishnah? We don't find any mention of Chanukah in the Mishnah. So the Chassam Sofer says that being that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Masada HaMishnayos, came from the Zer David HaMelech, he came from David HaMelech, and the Nes of Chanukah was done through the Chashmonaim, who took the Melucha from Zer David HaMelech Shalei Kedin, like the Yishayim say. So therefore, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who wrote the Mishnayos of Baruch HaKadosh, kefi what he felt that there was a tain on them, who was Nishmat HaNes Michiburai, therefore Chanukah was not mentioned all in the Mishnayos, because he felt that there is a shtickle tain on them for taking the Melucha away from Beis David, from Malchus Beis David. That's how it's said over over there in the name of the Chassam Sofer. Paldik Echidosh, many Achonim are mefakfik on this and have issues with it and say that the Chassam Sofer never said it. But Lamai said that's how he brings it down over there in the name of the Chassam Sofer. One of the issues that the Achonim have with this is that Lamai said we do find Chanukah mentioned in the Mishnayos many times. Not many times, but there's a bunch of times where Chanukah, the word Chanukah, is mentioned in the Mishnayos. And I once saw a video of a kid who finished Shas Mishnayos, and his father brought him to B'chan Kinevsky Shlita to be fahar, to be tested on Shas Mishnayos. And they had the they showed the questions that B'chan Kinevsky asked him, and one of the questions that he asked him was this question. I don't remember if he mentioned the Chut HaMesholosh or not, but he said, he asked him how many times or where do you find the Chanukah is mentioned in Mishnayos. I think he got most of them and not all of them. But two of them happen to be in the Masechtas we're learning now. We just finished Masechtas Tainis and Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. So I'm asking it as a question for the Olam, a Bechina on Masechtas Tainis and Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Where do we find that Chanukah is mentioned in Masechtas Tainis and Masechtas Rosh Hashanah? So the one in Masechtas Tainis is what we mamash just had. So the Gemara Daf Yuches Mabez, the last Gemara in the second parak of Tainis is going on the mission, the first Mishnah of the second parak, the very end of the Mishnah, and quotes the Mishnah over there. That Mishnah mentions Chanukah, so the Mishnah is on the beginning of the parak. And Daf Tesvavim and Beis, the Mishnah says that Ein Gerz and Tainis al Tzibur Rosh Chodashim Chanukah v'Purim. And it can't be goes a tainus on the tzibur and a shchedesh Chanukah Purim mischila in mafsikin. So we see beferish over here a mention of Chanukah. So that's what we have it over here in Maseches Tainus, the first mission to Zvavim Beis, which is what the Gemara over here is going on. The last Gemara in the parak and Daf Chesam Beis is coming to be masber that line in the Mishnah. It's mentioned in Maseches Rosh Hashanah as well. That's in Daf Chesam Beis Aleph, the Mishnah of Al Shisha Chodashim Ashluchim Yotzim. On this in Bnei HaPesach and Rechule Al Kisav in Bnei Chanukah. So again, you have Chanukah mentioned over there as well. And it's also brought down, this is what the Achanim bring, it's mentioned in a couple other places as well. Lamashal, it is mentioned in Maseches Bikurim, in Maseches Megillah, and in Maseches Baba Kama. So the so those are the places where it is mentioned. Now, Lamai said that alone is not such a kasha on the Chassam Sofer, because he never really said that Chanukah is not mentioned in the Mishnah. His lashon is that the nes of Chanukah is not mentioned in the Mishnah. We don't find the nes reference to Beferish. That's what he seems to be saying. So the fact that the word Chanukah is mentioned is not such a taina. And also, he means that the halachs of Chanukah are not mentioned Beferish and Mishnayis. So the fact that the word is mentioned is not a not such a taina. But Lamai said there are a couple of places where it is mentioned in the Mishnayis. So Akopanim, that is the Hasbro that the Chassam Sofer said. Now it's interesting, there is a another Hasbro. Well, first of all, before that, I saw in the Sefer Mishmar HaLevi from Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger Zatzal, in his Sefer on Masechus Chagiga, Simon Mevam, Simon Memzayin, he has an arichas about this Indian, this Chassam Sofer, the alleged Chassam Sofer, but why Chanukah is on the Mishnah. He feels very strongly that the Chassam Sofer never said this, he's mefakvik in it, he has a chiluf and mechtavim with the Gaivit of Erloy, who is an eino called the Chassam Sofer, debating this point, whether the Chassam Sofer ever said it or not. And then at the end, in the third letter that he brings over there, Rav Moshe Mordechai writes that he found a Metzia Rabasi, he found an unbelievable Metzia that sort of proves that the Chassam Sofer never said this, and that's because he found somewhere else in the Chidushim of the Chassam Sofer, where he himself addresses this question, why Chanukah is not mentioned in the Mishnah, and he says a different pshat. He doesn't say this pshat, he says a whole different pshat. And this is a Chassam Sofer in Maseches Gittin on Daf Ein Chesam Adalf and Perek HaZayrek. So this is the Lashon of Rav Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger. He says, V'hinei kaz b'derech limudi, While I happen to be learning Matzasi Mezes Hashem Yisvarach Metzir Rabbas and Nifla Dvarim Brurim VeNimratzim Mefurish Yetz Mepiach Chasam Sefer Atzmai. So he says he happened to be learning Gittin, and he came across this Chasam Sefer Gittin Daf Ayin Ches, and he says we see Beferish Chasam Sefer himself and the Chidushim that he wrote. He addresses this issue why Hanukkah is not in the Mishnah, so we don't have to rely on Shmuz in the name of the Chasam Sefer. We have Divrei Kodesh Mamish. So the Chasam Sefer there is going on saying a Yisayid that sometimes there are certain things that are not mentioned in Mishnayos. Because these were things that they were ruggled with, things that they had all the time. His lashon is al titma she b'shum makom b'mishnah nisker sheaniach adam tefillin mishabeged al kamfas chay betzitzis. We don't really find these inyanim that of tzitzis and tefillin in mishnayos. Why? Because regilim hayu b'kach. They did it every day. It was ma'asim b'chol yom. They didn't need to have special mishnayos and the sechtes about it about them. And then he says v'lo tznan. He brings another rabbi. Lo tznan chay of adam lahalik ner chanukah. Never says in the mishnayos you have to light in ner chanukah. Ella gets Yitzir Rabbi Aimer ben Chanukah Pater. All you have is like a remez, you know, derech agav in the Mishnah Kindness that if the spark came out from the Ner Chanukah, you're Pater. But Ner Chanukah Gufa Heichal Hiska by Mishnah. Ner Chanukah itself is not mentioned in the Mishnah. Ella Regilim Hayu Lekach. They're ruggle in it v'lehizker, and that's why it wasn't mentioned. Hachinami L'shanis Alalu. So the Chasam Sefer is proving his aside that anything they're ruggle in was not mentioned in the Mishnah from the fact that Ner Chanukah was not mentioned in the Mishnah. Why? Because the Regilim Hayu Lekach. Ner Chanukah they did every year. They were close to the time of the Nes. Everyone knew the halachas. There was no need to mention the Mishnah. That's why it wasn't mentioned. That's his vart. So the Mordechai is pointing out. We see Beferish in the Chiddush Chasam Sefer that he addresses this issue. He says up Shat why it's not mentioned. He doesn't say anything about Rabbi and the Chashmonaim. So therefore he felt that it's very Shver to say that the Chasam Sefer actually said what they quote in his name, as they say, is Maragla Bapume. We see from his own Chidushim himself that he didn't seem to go with a Mahalach. Just want to end off with an interesting Marmakim in the Hagais Haradal on the Medrash Rabbah on Vayikra and Parshas Achremos, Perich of Beis. He says something very interesting, which Lachari would answer the Kasha as well. He's talking about the Masechtas Ketanis. We have Masechtas Ketanis printed in the back of Masechtas Menachos. We have Masechtas Tefillin and Masechtas Tzitzis and Mezuzah. So he says over there that the he brings down B'Shem the Rabbi Avram ben Hagra from the son of the Gra. He says V'chein Kasev Arav Ma'arav ben Hagra Zal Shishamim Me'aviv. So the son of the Gra heard B'Shem his father. She b'minyan zayin Masechtas Ketanis hein Masechtas Tefillin, Mezuzah, Masechtas Chanukah. Ne'safas al Sheish Sidrei Mishnah. So he brings down from the son of the Gra, who heard from his father the Gra, that what are the Masechtas Ketanis? He says there are seven Masechtas Ketanis, Masechtas Tefillin, Masechtas Mezuzah, and Masechtas Chanukah. So he brings down that the Taka was a Masechtas Chanukah. It was one of those Masechtas Ketanis. Apparently we lost it, we don't have it, but their Taka was an actual Masechtas Chanukah. So Lefi, that Edus B'Shem the Gra, seems to be that their Taka was a Masechtas Chanukah, but Maisa we don't have it. So Kopanim, that is a little bit about why Ner Chanukah is not mentioned in the Mishnah, why there's no special Masechta for Chanukah.